T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cheeseheads. Get on your feet. It's Curd and Law. Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
I saw people on Twitter saying that Ted Thompson, the former Packers GM, would never, ever have gone through what Brian Gutekunst is doing with Aaron Rodgers. He never would have bent over backwards to trade for Randall Cobb just to persuade Aaron Rodgers to come back. He never would have gave him the brand new contract that he gave him. All this other stuff. Ted would have had stones and told him pretty much no chance, not happening. You're out of here. I'll trade you and I'll go with the young kid. To that point, I say this. Do remember something. It wasn't like Ted Thompson, after Aaron Rodgers' rookie year, said, you know what? We're ready to go. We're going to trade Brett Favre. See ya, Brett. Nope. That's not what happened. He was so uncertain of Aaron Rodgers at that point, he drafted 2 quarterbacks the next year. Because he wasn't sold on Rodgers, obviously. Brom in the 2nd round, complete bust. And then Matt Flynn in the 7th round, who ended up playing in the NFL for quite some time. So that was a success. Took 2 quarterbacks the year after he took Aaron Rodgers because he wasn't sold after 1 year of watching him. Then, when they decided and they pushed on Brett to make a decision, because that was like 5 years or whatever it was of Brett not knowing if he was going to retire or not. They kind of push him to make a decision. He caves, says, fine, I'll retire. Then, is Aaron Rodgers ready? Yes or no? And obviously, the Packers coaching staff thought he was ready to go. Mike McCarthy said, we'll have him ready. He's good. He's close enough. We'll go. And that's why when Brett came back, they said, no chance. We got our guy. We're going with him. Let's move. But that wasn't a year after Brett signed a brand new massive deal. That was not the scenario. Now, it was a scenario in which they were coming off of a conference championship game in which Brett looked old in the conference championship game against the Giants. Looked so old. And what happened there? He gets traded to the Jets. He didn't want to go. It was okay. Nothing great. Then forces another retirement to get out to go play for the Vikings. The Jets say, fine, if we get our guy in the draft. They get their guy, Mark Sanchez. They let Brett walk. He goes to the Vikings and then has one of the best years of his entire career with the Vikings. Why? Because it was revenge mode. To prove to the Packers he wasn't done. And they shouldn't have went to 12. They shouldn't have went to Rodgers. This is exactly, probably, more than likely, what's going to occur here. If they trade Aaron Rodgers, Rodgers is going to show out. Simple.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.